It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Early Wednesday morning, President Trump retweeted three videos from a Twitter account linked to an ultra-nationalist group in the UK called Britain First. The group's been condemned as an extremist organization that targets mosques and Muslims.
Jihad and Islam are one and the same. It's not a separate entity. Every single Muslim is obliged to kill you and your husbands and your wives and your children. Are we getting this yet?
You're hearing there Jada Franzen. She's deputy leader of Britain First. That was a speech on her Twitter feed. Now, the videos that the president of the United States tweeted were especially inflammatory and in some cases of questionable authenticity. One video claimed to show a Muslim immigrant beating up a white Dutch teen on crutches. Turns out both the teens were born in the Netherlands, and authorities won't comment on their religions. The president's promotion of Britain First drew swift reactions in the UK. Prime Minister Theresa May condemned the tweets. The Archbishop of Canterbury issued what he said was an urgent call for the president to delete them. Here was the response from White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
The threat is real, and that's what the president is talking about, is the need for national security, the need for military spending, and those are very real things. There's nothing fake about that.
Well, President Trump has tweeted inflammatory, racist, and false information for years, but since he began his campaign for the presidency, there's been another person behind the message, at Real Donald Trump, and that's his director of social media, Dan Scavino. Ashley Feinberg is a senior reporter at HuffPost. She's here, and Ashley's done plenty of reporting on Dan Scavino and the president's statements on Twitter. Ashley, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
Ashley, who is Dan Scavino, and how did he get into the campaign and into the White House?
Well, Dan Scavino has actually been with Trump the longest of most of the people in his inner circle right now. He started working for him when he was in high school, actually. He was 16. He was a caddy. Trump said he was going to offer him a job one day and eventually had him head up his Westchester golf club. And then as Trump started running for president, Dan Scavino got on board and has just sort of been there the whole time.
What does he do now?
He does what he does in the campaign, which is just running every social media account that Trump has, making videos for it, photos, tweeting when Trump during the workday, essentially everything.
When we see a real Donald Trump tweet, is there a way to know how often that's the president picking up his phone and writing out a tweet and how often it's Dan Scavino writing in the president's voice?
It's not easy to tell because Dan Scavino has essentially been able to mimic Trump exactly, but the time of day is usually a good indicator, mostly because in the morning, Dan's not at work yet, and Trump is sitting on his couch watching Fox News, tweeting himself, so that those are usually him, but it's before 10 a.m. or so. And then late at night, too, like the 10:30 tweets are usually Trump. But during the day, it's more up for grabs.
And so there have been a lot of examples of controversial, sometimes anti-Semitic, often racist tweets from the president where people have wondered where the information he's retweeting. There was an example in the campaign of a tweet that involved a Star of David, a Jewish star that Trump and his team later tried to pass off as a sheriff's star. And then there were the tweets this week retweeting a right-wing nationalist anti-Muslim group in the UK. Is the president finding this content himself, or do people basically think that comes from Dan Scavino's research?
Well, so with the sheriff's star instance, that was definitely Dan. They said it was Dan. And then also there's the factor that Trump's phone only has a Twitter app, essentially, so he can't really browse the web in the same sense that, like, Dan can go on Reddit and start looking through all these photos and videos that he adds to tweets. But with the retweets specifically, Ann Coulter had retweeted those videos the night before, and so it would make sense if Trump was scrolling through in the morning and saw them and saw some videos he liked and just thought it would be fun to retweet them. That was probably him. But anytime there's like a video attached to one of Trump's own tweets, a picture attached, that's always going to be Dan. Mm-hmm.
Now, you mentioned Reddit, social media platform online. Where is Dan Scavino getting his material? What does he do online that sort of funnels into the presidential message here?
So Dan Scavino's big role right now is sort of checking in on the base and seeing what they're tweeting, what memes they're tweeting out. He's the one who sort of goes through the muck and finds these terrible images and these videos of CNN getting beat up in WrestleMania that are getting tweeted out. Like, that, those are coming from Dan. They're coming from Reddit. They're coming from these MAGA Twitter accounts he follows. It's all there.
So Dan Scavino spends time online with the Trump base on places like Reddit, 4chan, right. other social media platforms, finds stuff that he likes that's grassroots and elevates it?
Essentially. He usually does not credit it, but he will just pass it off as they'll say that he just found this meme online or he just found it going through Trump's base. But it's usually almost always from the Donald Trump subreddit.
So what about the transformation from things online that Dan Scavino likes to the presidential message of the president of the United States? I mean, apparently other White House aides have pleaded with Dan Scavino to tone down his tweets. They pleaded with the president to do it, but Dan Scavino's not the president, have asked him to not elevate this kind of stuff to the presidential level. It seems to have had no effect.
Everyone in the White House seems to want Trump to tweet less, except for Dan Scavino. He has always been very adamant that he wants Donald Trump to be Donald Trump, and he's not creating the message. He is the messenger in his eyes of this sort of angry, vitriolic message that Trump wants to get out. And Dan sees Trump and his base as completely intertwined.
So, Ashley, there are real-world consequences here other than people getting mad at the president's tweets. Over the last couple of days, the Libyan government began denying CNN's recently compiled evidence of human slave auctions in their country, which we reported on this show, and we had the reporters from CNN here talking about them. They cited the president's dismissal of CNN on Twitter as their pretext. The situation in Libya is grave, and these tweets appear to be giving the government there an excuse to deny what's real, which is slavery in their country.
Yeah, I mean, they have no regard for the actual lives that are being affected, because essentially when these come out in the campaign, it was upsetting or funny or annoying, but these, as much as they don't want to hold import to what they say comes out of Trump's tweets, like, these are words from the president, and they show no sign of understanding of the responsibility they have right now.
And do you see any sign of Dan Scavino's strategy and the president's embrace of him changing?
I mean, if anything, it seems to be getting more unhinged, I would say, recently. Referencing the deep state is new for him, which he's done a couple times over the past couple of days. And I mean, it's definitely not going to slow down. If anything, I'd say we seem to be entering a more manic phase of this.
Ashley Feinberg, senior reporter, HuffPost. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.